Welcome to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. Straight talk, enthusiastic support, and heartfelt encouragement for you to open up to your sacred sexuality. And now your host, Leslie Blackburn.
It is truly an honor to be sharing this month, as now I am feeling quite alive and quite inspired by some recent events, which we'll talk about. This show, we get a chance to talk about sexuality, consciousness, all these topics that often we don't get a chance to share that can be hidden and unsure, talking about sort of those pink elephants in the middle of the room that are hard to acknowledge and to speak about, having hard conversations. Discussion, education, and awareness on facets of our sexuality and consciousness that often we just don't get a chance to explore. That's what this is all about. Being authentically who you are and feeling good about it. This is what I want to invite. And we're on a journey, and in that journey, this is a piece of that exploration. We're going to tap into different facets of that exploration as we go, sometimes including some stories of my own path, sometimes some thoughts to ponder, questions to carry with you and integrate. And the way we're going to begin is to take a few moments to settle in and get into our bodies and take a few breaths. With that, I'm going to invite you to feel into your own body where you are, notice, and breathe. Settling in, feeling your own skin, relaxing in the belly, relaxing in the pelvis, and noticing what it's like as you invite breath into the deep body. Noticing what it's like as you invite sound as you exhale, as possibility, as vibration, as a sense of letting go of what no longer serves. Acknowledging any sense of worry or discomfort with making sound. Let yourself explore that. What's it like to vibrate a little bit? As you exhale and notice your body. Feeling the way you're relating to the earth. Perhaps it's through floor, ground, seat, however you're relating, through a building, maybe in nature. And just acknowledge that connection. I like to feel this exquisite wonder and awe and gratitude for that connection. The sense of, well-being, the earth's got me, life's got my back, spirit is always present. And allowing the heaviness to drop. And in that space, what's it like to welcome in an invitation of, yes, more please. Inviting in a sense of joy or vibrancy, light, energy, life. Noticing my body as I invite in the possibility of receiving the natural bliss that is there, ever present, the wide state of awareness, the field. Can I allow myself to open to receive? Can I allow myself to be present with that possibility? And then taking a moment with a breath of gratitude, perhaps holding an intention of health, healing, and wholeness, new perspectives, new possibilities, new ways to explore and ponder your own self-inquiry. And with that, a breath of gratitude for yourself for taking that time for you. As you gently Bring your awareness wide and back into the space around you, opening your eyes. And here we are. Yay, exploring today. I'm recently back from an amazing trip that had a lot of facets for me, and it's part of what's inspiring me this morning in sharing a bit around today's topic. I am going to, in fact, work with a theme that I heard in this particular exploration of open, play, close, and how that impacted me. So this is a theme we were invited to explore in a recent Contact Improvisational Dance community event, where we explored what's it like through the course of the weekend to acknowledge a pattern of opening, playing, and closing as a cycle, as a rhythm. And so each of the days of the experience were centered around that, the first day of opening, the second day of play, and the third day of close. And there's this awareness that in contact improv or contact improvisational dance, there is a cycle of that ritual, I'll say, in each dance, each time we come into relationship, into contact. And I'll invite that very cycle shows up in always in our lives in coming into relationship or in moving through an experience. There's an open, a facet of the experience, and a close. And that awareness around even intentionally working with those facets as ritual is also, I have found, to be very powerful. It gives a container. It's part to me of what creating a container is about. When we have an open, a beginning, a middle, in this case play was invited, and a close, we're holding the space of possibility of change. And in contact improv, that's the very nature of the invitation. Contact improv, briefly, for those of you who may not be aware, is a dance experience or dance practice. It's very much about coming into relationship. It's about, I'll just use my own words around what this is about, what it has been about for me, and that is coming into relationship with other beings. What's it like to be in my own body? And then from that place of awareness, relate to another. And in dance, it might mean literally coming into contact, sharing a weight, sharing each other's weight, and moving points of contact around the body. And in a way that is an intuitive flow, an improvisational flow, not scripted or choreographed in the way other dance modalities are, some other dance modalities are. So this is a dance in the lightest sense of the world. It's a play. It's a exploration, a journey, an inquiry. And to me, that is the very nature of life and even the very nature of our deep sexuality. And I want to talk about how these qualities of open, play, close weave into other facets and into our sexuality, as well as a few ways that sexuality itself weaves into the experience of even contact improv, or does it have a place to? And these types of questions that came up. So this is our exploration for today, beginning with open, play, close. In that, I'm going to begin with a bit of a story of how I ended. So we'll start with in closing circle of this experience with this beautiful community in Toronto. We held space for what had emerged, and I will speak from my own sharing and honoring others as their sharings. My own sharing was one of noticing through the course of the weekend that as I would find myself in need of slowing down, I might be pushing out into opening in a way that's very open and wide, and that's a vulnerable space. That's a vulnerable space when we open. I'm opening. Am I ready to open? Am I pushing myself open? Am I opening from an emergent place of authentic possibility, or am I worried, fear of missing out? I need to push myself into this experience because I'm supposed to. These are things that have come up for me in the past. So noticing when I would feel overwhelmed or, frankly, tired, exhaustion, body just being giving me the message that I was done. This time it was really important for me and I was noticing on deeper levels how I was able to step away when I felt that experience. And so maybe a room where there's active dancing and a lot of movement, that when I felt complete with that, I could step away. And the space and the organizers were so great in planning for that and having literally another space available that was a healing space. And that healing space having this deep, sweet, quiet, dark, very still space without all the stimulation of talk or movement or contact, simply to be in. And I took advantage of that space. And I think in past, I might feel like, I'm good. I don't need to go there. You know, I don't need healing. And so I wouldn't let myself slow down enough. I'd be in this bouncy sort of place of like, I need to keep going in this experience and I'm fine and I'm good and I'm not that tired anyway. And what I found myself allowing myself to do was settle down into my body, recognize when it needed to be held, going into that space on my own and simply resting into deep stillness. And as I rested into deep stillness, I found that I could trust that it's always there. This was a powerful aha moment in my body. It's something intellectually I've spoken about, I've felt before. Something really woke up in me that even amongst an intensely vibrant energy of a lot of movement, a lot of people, a lot of interaction, a lot of weaving, things that sometimes overwhelm me, but in the past, the way I would handle that is put up a big wall or really disembody and disconnect so I could tolerate being around so much activity. And this time, no. I'm noticing it's happening. I'm going to go rest in stillness and feel that stillness is always there waiting for me. What's it like to settle into feeling and receiving the gifts of that stillness? And this was what I'll call a conscious rest moment. So I would be in not just I'm going to crash out and go to sleep, but I'm consciously settling in to the width of possibility in my body and in the world around me. Very present to my body as I'm settling into stillness. And what was beautiful is I would take these moments to go do that, come back, and stand up from that after a period of time, feel rejuvenated and vibrant and like, oh, there we go. That's what I needed. And now I can come back out. And in my choice, I can weave back into the community. I can now relate again to all the sensory experiences. And I can make a choice around which ones and how. But I can make it from a very embodied, present place instead of just kind of forcing my way blindly through it to keep going. So from the deep place of stillness, I found I could step back into a very active jam environment where people are dancing and step back into that dance in a choice of being from the deep stillness, supported to be powerfully lifted into vibrant, intense, interactive exchange. And quite literally being lifted. Like part of the experience for me was this desire to explore, can I trust my body into lifts, into being as a dancer may invite me into a lift, which I could feel sometimes, could I let go into that body experience of being lifted? What could I do to support my body being lifted where I'm co-creating that possibility with my partner? And I was able to find that and meet that and be met in that and find this powerful upliftment. That exploration, I am acknowledging, comes from me being able to also acknowledge when I need the still. So this coming back to the open, play, close, what I'm noticing was the opening as I would open, feel the experience of movement and energy, and now I'm flowing and I'm dancing, and even sometimes in my dance quite slowly, but I'm still open, I'm interacting. Even when I'm in a solo dance, there's other people in the room I'm interacting, but maybe I'm in contact with one or more or many. Then feeling my body go, okay, I've kind of got enough. letting my spiral cycle down into a gentle close. And instead of fighting that close, resting in it, embracing it, acknowledging it as valuable. And then, from that place, feeling the strength pour back into me, the energy of aliveness say, yes, I feel ready, and making a choice to step back into the play. So the cycling, the open and woo, and then, okay, I need to congeal and hold. And now I can, maybe feel ready to open into a different direction. These cycles, which I experienced through the course of the weekend, I've also experienced powerfully in my sexual energy. And this is something I seek to invite into deep awareness for those of us exploring into our sacred sexuality. What's it like to trust, what I'll call trust the valley? Often, our sex is very much in a vibrant, active, outward place. We've had a lot of patterning in our sexuality that, when I start to feel sexual energy, I need to grab at, kind of allow it to be in my genitals, but maybe not invite it anywhere else. Just kind of, it sort of directs through my genitals in this very contracted, outward way. And then I get sort of very narrowed in my focus to, I need to build that sexual energy and use it to find a climax, an orgasm, an ejaculation, sort of an orgasmic ejaculatory experience that gets wrapped up into one, even though they're separate, which we've talked about before, we can come back to. That this whole powerful, like, build towards a climactic release becomes this very singular sort of mountain kind of analogy. I have to climb this mountain really fast, get all the way to the top at once, poof, have that climactic experience, and then like roll back down the mountain really fast. And what I want to invite is a different way of looking at it, and it comes back to this theme. Can I feel into, when is my body supporting opening into vibrant, building, maybe charging, maybe the intensity builds, maybe it is building of the energy, maybe I'm noticing sensations in my body, and I notice there's a time when the energy is calling for, and to allow a gentle settling, that settling isn't just I'm losing the energy, it's not pouring away, it's inviting that energy in the valley is nourishing you, is inviting your body to see your whole body experience as sensual and sexual, not just the genitals, but that width of experience of like, that by trusting the valley, letting myself relax, feeling the energy that was becoming very maybe pointed and contracted and wanting something very locally focused, what's it like to go, and let that spread through the whole body to bring that delight, that intrigue of vibration and sensation into my belly, into my chest, into my arms, hands, fingers, into the cheeks of my face and my nose and my forehead and my lips, that then, as I dance in that exploration in the valley, it gives me it's like I'm waiting, but not waiting in that sense of, when I'm waiting, I'm doing nothing. This is a stillness place, a valuable, potent stillness place that invites the next wave of possibility to have space to move. And so from that deep stillness in my sexual energy, I may notice the waves start to dance at the shores again, and it may start to build and wave and feel the power of flow through my body. So that the building and the charging or the active opening again to play comes back. And now I can dance in that and make a choice and see where that flows and dance with the energy and move and explore and breathe and sound and tone and touch in different ways with myself or with my lover, so that I can experience the joy of sharing that dance, so to speak. And now in this moment, I'm describing in my sexual energy. So that cycle of open, play, and then maybe close, slow down, trust the valley. But what I want to invite is that close, and our sexual energy is so often misinterpreted to be, oh, it's over, I have to stop. So I would be, in my past, afraid to invite the valley. Like, oh no, if I slow down and start to breathe and rest and relax in this energy and enjoy it, my partner might think I'm not interested anymore. Or I might think I'm not interested anymore. I might lose this energy, but this feels good. I don't want to lose it. I don't want to lose it. So there's this grasping quality that can come in our sexual energy that says, oh, I need to grab it. And what I want to invite is allow it. It's a gift. And as I allow it, can I then trust in the rebuilding, creating that container that I need? What safe space do I need so that I can feel good to rebuild, to open again? And these cycles can be many, many cycles through the course of lovemaking, as an example, or through the course of self-pleasure, which I invite as a home practice. That there's a building, and then a rest in the close, a stillness, and an emergence of energetic possibility from that stillness that then may just cascade into another direction of building, and then resting, cycling, congealing, close. So the open, play, close is a dance we play in our sexual energy. And I encourage and invite it. And trusting the valley, or trusting that close portion, trusting that there is a time where our bodies need a bit of congealing to invite the space of possibility for expanded possibility, for expanded intensity. That's another fear that comes in. For me, as a recovering type A overachiever, control freak, it is the nature that, but I have to keep going towards the goal. And like this nature of it being so goal-oriented that if I don't push and drive towards that goal, then I'm going to miss it, and or I'm not good enough. I didn't do it right. And these types of things go through my head. I think they go through many people's heads. I've heard it. I've seen it in my work and the people I work with. This is a really common theme, that sex has to be about a goal, about an outcome and an orientation towards an end. And what's it like to rest in open, play, close, from that stillness? Open, play, close. And these cycles in our sexual energy are much longer than what I'm speaking. And this can be minutes and minutes of stillness with myself or my lover as I rest in the energy and let the divine waves flow and ebb. It's a beautiful practice to start to bring awareness that stillness is valuable. That's what I want to invite as a core in this open, play, and close. The close isn't bad, it's not over. It's just a time where we're inviting a new possibility to be seen, perhaps an emerge. It's a powerful cycle that I invite you to sit with, and we're going to continue expanding on that a bit after this short break.
Thank you, Leslie. You are listening live to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. Today is May 19th, 2015, and you're listening with Leslie Blackburn and her show, Sacred Sexuality. If you would like to talk with Leslie, please give us a call at 646-378-0378, and that number again is 646-378-0378. 0378. And now I return you back to your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Thank you, Courtney. And we're exploring today this cycle of open, play, close that was inspired in me by a recent contact improv dance experience through the course of the weekend in Toronto. It was fabulous. And where we just explored was, what's it like to acknowledge that cycle and that rhythm, not only in contact dance, but in our lives, in how we relate with people, in our rituals of the day, and also in our sexuality. And so we spend some time exploring that in the first half, where we were exploring what's it like to honor and trust the valley in our sexual energy, that the experience of moving energy through the body has that sense of, I'm going to open, maybe play, delight, and then cycle, close, congeal. But that closing doesn't mean it's over. In that dance of the energy, I was also inspired this weekend through a beautiful practice that was encouraged by one of the leaders of the workshop. And we did an exploration of shadow and a chance to ask deep questions that are hard to ask. No one really wants to ask, and do it in an anonymous way. And then answer from a deep embodied place. Answer during the dance. So the answers came from me, I'll speak from my experience, as I moved in my body and danced in contact with other beings, my answers that I invited, perhaps for questions that I heard sprinkled in the room, came from a deep embodied place. And what I want to invite is to explore that for a moment here. There was a theme, one of the themes that came through, that of course resonates quite deeply with me and my path, were questions that wove around the nature of sexual energy. How do I work with sexual energy if it comes up during my dance? Or what do I do if I feel sexy or turned on during a dance? Or what happens if I accidentally touch a body part, a penis or a breast or female genitalia? These questions are real and important, and I want to honor them as being part of who we are. And I'd love to explore, I want to share and invite some additional questions in that topic, in that realm of how does sexual energy have a play in our life as well as in contact? Because I think that's often a question that comes up. I hear it often. It's a question that comes up, not just in the realm of contact. I'm using that as one example that's sort of catalyzing this. The second piece of the catalyst from the weekend was I heard a person share that they were inspired. They weren't a part of that particular circle that had done that experience. It was in a workshop we did. They saw the questions later written in the hallway where they were offered to the community. And I heard that person say they felt empowered by that. And I wanted it really, that sharing, I'm deeply grateful for. And I want to put the call out of gratitude to that person and the other people that I'm holding names and confidence to honor that. That how powerful that we could come together as a community and ask these deep questions, feel safe to explore answers with each other and hear those answers, and also to dance and to have a continued dance in the inquiry of those questions, which is what brings me to this. That invited me, where I find myself erring on the side of confidence. The work I do, I hold very confidentially in the people I relate with because of the nature of sexual energy. And yet I also acknowledge these are underlying questions that come up all the time. And so as a theme, I want to invite some thoughts on what I'm noticing in my journey. The nature of those two questions, I was also in reflection with another beautiful being, and that person invited, they had seen their experience, through their experience, they noticed two kind of themes coming out in the answers from the sexual related questions. And the two themes they noticed in the answers were either A, sexual energy has no place in contact improv dance in this particular case, or I'm gonna take this out into the broader life level. Sexual energy has no place, say, outside of the bedroom is the way I might extend that I hear often. And that two is the second theme of the answers was that, oh yeah, you know what, it's here. How can I work with it? What might it be like to really acknowledge that I can't hide this? So I want to address and invite some possibility in those realms. The question of it shouldn't be here, and or the presence of it shouldn't be here, and we should just not have it here. It shouldn't be present. Brings me into the deep inquiry of what I invite out in the world often when I get questions. The very nature of my work, to me, what is sexual and physical can't be separated from what is spiritual, sacred, intentional. That by being in a body, it's an exquisite gift to be an energetic being in a physical body. Wow, like what wonder, awe, and gratitude I have as a being that I get to be here in a physical body. Wow, it's through this physical body that I relate to other people, that I learn through that relationship, that I experience. And it's through my experiences that I actually grow and transform. As one of my teachers says, only beings who are incarnate in a body have that possibility to change and transform at a soul level. And that's profound to me, that I believe that is why we're here. We're learning and growing. We're coming into experience. We're relating with other beings in order to expand into our fullest possibility. So we're going to bump up against edgy places. We're going to bump up against the sludgy and the sooty and the dark and the ashy. And that shadow is there not to be attempted to be destroyed. It can't be. Not to be shoved away and ignored. It'll come back. It'll fester. And not to be, like, pushed at. It's what's it like to consider that our shadow, these deep, dark questions, and that the very nature of being in our body itself, which is often a shadow, is to be embraced and learned from, to grow with and to transform, catalysts for possibility. So it's here, that sexual energy is real, let's be with it, is what I want to invite a little exploration on right now. And that's in the context of perhaps a contact improv dance. It's also in the context of life. Our sexual energy shows up in places we don't expect sometimes. It's true. Let's acknowledge it. Wow, I suddenly am feeling incredibly sexual or sensual in a place. I can't do that. At the end of a yoga class, suddenly energy is moving through me and, oh, that feels exhilarating. And I go, oh, I'm not allowed to like have an orgasm in yoga, or I'm not allowed to feel sexual energy in yoga, like even if we take the word orgasm out of it for a moment. Or, you know, I'm sitting next to someone and I'm feeling this delight. What's it like to go, it's okay, I'm allowed to be in my body? The key is, to me, behavior. So acknowledging energy and the beauty and the joy of being in our energy is one thing. Taking that energy and doing behaviors, acting in ways, say, I'm feeling sensual or sexual and I'm at work in, you know, my past life of at work was in a corporate setting with like the farm of cubicles that extended for eons across both directions of the cement-walled, no-windowed building. What if I'm feeling a little charge in all that? And as I am, if I take that and go grab my cube mate and push him against a wall and start you know, kissing them or and trying to push myself upon them. That is so not cool. That is not a healthy expression of how my sexual energy is moving. I'm doing several things that are not cool. So we want to come back to, let's hold the boundaries of what I need, what my partners need, what the space appropriate need is. And with that, if I'm holding that in space of, I intend no harm, I'm here intentionally by choice, I'm making choices that are with integrity and respect and love, then what's it like to go, it's okay. It's okay to feel that energy, to allow that energy to move through my body. I can feel the delight of opening and feeling sensuality and experience through me. So how I use it is what's important, and that's where the power comes in. Our sexual energy is the root of our creative life force power. So learning to trust and be with our power, our authentic power, in a safe, healthy way of integrity is really, to me, the nature of the sacred sexual path. Allowing yourself to trust, I'm allowed to feel good. I'm allowed to be in here. And allowing ourselves to acknowledge when it is appropriate or not appropriate to maybe behave with or work with that energy exterior. So I'll give an example. Because I started to have another conversation with another beautiful being around this, where there was this question of, well, is it a difference of sexual versus sensual? Is it a difference of, you know, another series of words that we could use to explore different ways? And maybe that's the difference. Like sexual isn't okay, but sensual is. And I've noticed that come up before, and I've talked to other many people around that question of sexual versus sensual. And what I've found works of service for me is really acknowledging that if we try to start to draw a line around sexual energy or create a box of it, it gets mucky really fast, right? What do we call sexual versus sensual versus anything else? And I'll give an extreme example. You might say, well, sexual, oh, that's easy. You know, you can't get into this genital sexual expression because that's sexual. And okay, so it's genital-led. Well, okay. So now what if, or you know, touching genitals is part of it. Or so you start to look at all that and you go, well, wait a minute. Touching genitals isn't overtly sexual. It depends on the context. And then you go, well, maybe it's when there's an orgasm is involved. Well, there's a lot of sexual that can be around that doesn't have an orgasm involved. And the reverse of that is you can have an orgasm involved that is quite sexual that isn't harming anyone or working with an interchange. For example, an experience of opening my energy with nature. And if I might relax, and I'll just share from my own experience, having had this experience that I never in my wildest dreams decades ago would have thought was ever, ever possible, of being in nature, which is a sanctuary for me these days, and relaxing into stillness and deepening into possibility and feeling my body relax and open in an exquisite way that's saying, yes, this feels delightful. I'm fully clothed in a public space, in nature. No one's around, to be clear. Which is part of what helped me feel safe, to just relax into the feelings I was feeling. And as I'm engaging with and inviting this connection with a tree, like I'm literally 10 yards away from this tree, lying on my back, again, fully clothed in nature on the grass, and just inviting and feeling a sharing of energetics with this tree and with the sun. And with the earth. As that emerged, this powerful energetic started to move through me. I wasn't touching my body, my breath, my movement, my sounds. They were moving energy with me. And yes, there was an actual what I would name as an orgasm, a physical orgasm, through that experience and an ejaculation, through that experience of engaging with and working with a tree, because I was letting myself trust opening with the tree and checking in with the tree energetically. But that wasn't an overt, by our normal standards of naming overt sexual energy. I was fully clothed. I wasn't touching myself. And so there are so many expressions of what I mean by ecstatic, sensual, sexual pleasure. To me, what it is there's a field of that possibility available. Our capacity to open to receive it is really the question. So as I come back to, okay, when is sexual energy allowed or when is it not allowed? It gets really hard when you can't draw a line around it, because that's so restrictive anyway, to say it should or shouldn't be. So I come back to, it isn't about the energy itself. That is not the question at hand, in my perspective. It's about, how do I behave? What choices do I make around this sexual energy? So if I'm feeling something in my body, and it feels delightful, and I'm not hurting anyone, I'm not hurting myself, I'm not hurting anything, I'm letting myself feel my feelings, and I'm honoring the container of the space I'm in and the container or the boundaries of the people I'm with, including myself, my own boundaries, then fantastic. We all have that choice. Let's allow ourselves to feel what we feel. Now, if I'm feeling this energy come through me and I make this choice that somebody else has to do something with it, and so I now force it upon somebody else, or I require some other thing that is not inviting each person to have their own free will, that's unhealthy. And if I start to receive what I perceive to be that, something that doesn't feel good in my body, whether or not it's being intended that way or not, I can make a choice to move from the situation and to make choices around what I need to hold myself safe. And if I feel like I've done that to the extent that is possible for me, and I'm still feeling in need of service, of help, like to reach out and know that I have community and people around me, I have resources that I can ask for and receive that help. And that's the nature of being on this planet together, that we are co-resourced together to explore and be who we are. And it's rooted for me, this concept that I'm going deeply into, is rooted in radical self-responsibility, which inspired from Burning Man for me. Radical self-responsibility, like I am choosing to acknowledge that my experiences are mine, how I'm noticing things in the world is my set of filters, my set of perspectives, my feelings are mine. Somebody might catalyze that or might evoke the chance for me to feel those feelings, sometimes in ways that don't feel so good, but they're mine. Those feelings are not to be pinned on anyone else. I might, as a part of my exploration and growth of those feelings, I might choose to, maybe part of what I need to learn in that, and speaking from my own experience of what I've needed to learn in that, is having some clear, conscious conversations. Am I speaking up for what I need? Am I really asking for something that I need? Acknowledging that I can ask for it. I may not get it. That may not be the answer, like that person's truth. So honoring each other in our truths. And so in that core of like, wow, radical self-responsibility, also acknowledging that I'm part of a tribe. We are a tribe. This whole earth, this planet, all of us. We are connected deeply and connected deeply with earth. So with source and earth connection, to me, that very spiritual practice for me of plugging in to my own body and relating to, well-being and safety. I got it. And I have in my journey tapped into places that I can feel safe in here in my own body. And that was not the case for years. And so it's an invitation of an inquiry that I'll invite for each of you. What's it like to tap into? What's your resource? Because the beauty is, the experiences we meet, we are resourced to work with. It may be that it's an internal place. We got it from right here. Maybe it's, this is the one I need to ask for some help with. Or it may be that I surrender into being held by a community. All of these are tough. The pieces that emerge for us are tough. Yes, they are, because the universe is constantly encouraging and inviting us into our fullest potential. Our bodies know our fullest state of health and wholeness, and will continue to invite us into that great state of balance of what is right for us, for us in the moment. It's a powerful awareness that I have found to be so empowering and so ego-shedding. Oh! So as I speak all this, let me not fool you into thinking that this has been an easy, happy, rainbowy, fun-filled kind of journey of feeling bliss in my body. Like, yes, there are times where I feel that. And believe me, it comes with, yes, there are times where I feel darkness and aloneness and vulnerability and even hopelessness that I didn't know would emerge. And the keys being, I feel myself more and more able to go, okay, I'm feeling this. It sucks right now. And I'm okay. It's going to be okay. I'm going to move through this. I'm going to learn from this. I'm going to grow with this. Shedding of ego layers being quite a powerful theme in the past year. Of ways that I thought I had it all under control, I got it all figured out, and then something comes in that goes, oh, yeah, no, maybe look at it this way. And as hard as those are, and as frustrated as I get with those, I'm also really, really, truly, deeply grateful that those things come in and invite me into seeing things in new ways that I can then grow with. To me, the path of sacred sexuality is about growth and transformation and being authentically, powerfully who I am with deep compassion and respect for myself, for the world around me, and for the beautiful, amazing beings I interact with. And I'm humbled daily by what I learn as I come into relationship with beings of all ranges of possibility. I'm so grateful. And with that, let's take a short break, and we're going to come back with another piece of this exploration.
Thank you, Leslie, and thank you for joining us today. You're listening live to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. If you would like to contact Leslie, please venture to mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com, where you can find out all of her contact information. Tantric Energy Touch Workshop, available on CD. Have you wanted to attend a class but were a little nervous about the group setting? Explore a live Tantric Energy Touch class in the comfort of your home with a partner or by yourself with this audio CD. Order online, see the website. Tantric Energy Touch Workshop on CD, a guided practical introduction to exploring energy through breath, sound, movement, visualization, and touch. The 2014-2015 Mystery School Year of Sacred Sexuality classes are complete. We've had a great season. The next round of group classes will begin again in the fall. The best way to get announcements about upcoming classes is to subscribe to the email newsletter, about 1 to 2 per month, link available under contact at the website. Join us at the next Temple Community Gathering, Monday, June 8th, from 6 to 8 p.m. Curious about Mystery School of the Temple Arts offerings, but not sure where to start, join us at a temple gathering. This is a regular gathering for seekers at Mystery School of the Temple Arts, getting a chance to connect and discuss openly on sexuality, tantra, consciousness, spirituality, and more. After an opening meditation, we hold a sacred circle, creating a safe space to share and ask questions on intimate topics you didn't think you could talk about. Such a beautiful group forms each time, and we love seeing how spirit guides us together. The gathering is free of charge. Donations to support the temple are welcome and not required. Please contact Leslie to RSVP and for location details. More information available at the website under offerings. And now back to your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Thank you, Courtney. So as we settle in for a few breaths once again to get back into our bodies, deeper into our bodies perhaps, feeling what it's like to be present here in your skin. And notice the sensory experience. Maybe it's the way air meets the skin of your forearms. Maybe it's a sense of breath on the upper lip as you exhale through your nose. I invite the deep possibility on this journey of cultivating and allowing yourself to be embodied, to be in your body, to learn about where are the places that hold us back from being present. And then not to beat ourselves up, but to simply notice that those are there. And maybe learn from them. What is your body having to say to you? What things can you learn from this place of slowing down enough to listen? And I'll invite, as you sit, to plant this seed of inquiry into your body. You've heard some perspectives from me today. What are yours? With the question, how do I handle it? What if sexual energy comes up in, and you fill in the blank, your practice of going to work, or maybe the way you relate in school, or something that is in a place you view as a non-sexual environment? What if sexual energy comes up in that environment? How do you handle it? And listen to your body. I invite answering this question as a practice of planting the seed deep down in your belly, taking a few breaths. Maybe a little bit of movement. And a rest in that self-awareness to allow the answer to your question to emerge. Notice if your cognitive, intellectual headspace wants to take over and answer the question for you. Beautiful. Listen to those answers too. And feel into planting the seed in your body. How do I handle it? What should I do if I feel my sexual energy? Or feel turned on or sexy in situation X, Y, or Z. In a dance, at work, school. And let yourself just witness the answer. Don't think about it. Planting that seed into the body, allowing any answers to emerge in the moment. And also inviting any answers to emerge through the next day. The space of integration, of opening the possibility for something to emerge, requires the space of the play and then the cycle of the close. And that integration, see what you notice as you sit with that possibility through the next day. And then a breath of gratitude once again. Hi-ya-ya. For feeling, for being alive, for being in a body. And for acknowledging that, yes, you do have tribe. There are resources around you in your community. There are resources at my website, for example, lots of free possibilities of listening to radio show downloads. I have all the archives of the past podcasts of this program are available there, and they're all available to listen to or to download for free. There's also lots of possibilities for connecting with the breath of gratitude for yourself, for being, for exploring, for dancing on this planet. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us live today with Leslie Blackburn and Sacred Sexuality. If you would like to contact Leslie, please go to mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com. Leslie is also available for private sessions, and you can find more information about this at the website mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com, which is a private temple studio in West Dearborn, Michigan. Thank you, everyone, for joining us, and have a great day.
Join us again next time for continued support on your path of self-realization. The power is within you to heal your body, connect deeply with others, manifest your heart's desires, and experience your deepest bliss. By our healing, we impact others, inspiring love for humanity and the planet. Thank you for joining us for Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn.